I know.
Mitchell served his time in Alabama.
Yeah. They was all, I don't doubt, in my mind, but what, they all wasn't good men. But they was there and they was working. They was trying to hold their jobs and trying to hold Nixon's job. But there was so much corruption that it just couldn't go on and all. And so they got him up for perjury. And Nixon now admits that he lied himself.
Did you watch all the hearings on TV?
Huh?
Did you watch the hearings on TV?
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to Billy Graham one night before the Nixon was president. And he was on one of his big crusades at in Pennsylvania. And he said, "I'm a Democrat." Now this is Billy Graham. He said, "I'm a Democrat, but I don't care who they elect president." Now he just, in a way, he just left that open for any nationality of anybody, you know. Said, "I don't care who they elect president, but he said, I'm going to modify that a little. I'm going to say that I hope he's a man of God." And he went ahead to talk. And the very next night, or the next night, he had Nixon sitting up there by himself on the front seat. And he got him lots of votes, Billy Graham did. And I think it was down here at Dallas, Dallas News now, the Republican paper. And he was down there, and he held out a Dallas paper, and he said, "I'm for Nixon." And they had Nixon ask him about his religious views, you know, and all, and he told them that he was a Quaker. And some of them asked him how many members there was in the Quaker organization in the United States. And he said there was 150 members that belonged to the Quaker organization in the United States. Well, you can see how many Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Christians, and all had to vote for Nixon to elect him. Because he only had 150 Quaker members.
We had to have some help, didn't we?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you if most of the pastures around here, were they open or were they fenced in?
They're fenced in. No. Yeah, they're all fenced in. We used to have open range. Stock run out. All kind of stock. Hogs, cattle, and horses. And then they wrote the stock law way back yonder, I forget what year it was. And you had to enclose all of your stock, keep them up. Couldn't let them run out anymore. What? But it used to be just an open country. They just run out all the time. Hogs, cattle, and horses.
What kind of fencing did they used to use?
Fence? Well, after that hogs law or stock law passed and all, well then it was barbed wire time. But way back on it, they made rails.
What did they look like?
Huh?
What did they look like?
Rails?